Now, one of the traditional events that we always do when we're covering either the Lincolnshire show or the Newark and Notts show, sorry, I've said it again, it's the Nottinghamshire County show, is, of course, to speak to Neil Curtis. This time around, Neil has actually put the glamour element of Curtis in full force here in every sense, because we've got Neil's partner here as well.
Morning.
And we've got the fabulous...
Caroline.
Sister. Exactly. Actually, Neil's partner, you do have a name, of course.
Okay, so, yes. Okay. Claire.
Claire. All right. Well, Caroline, we'll come to you first. Neil's sister. I know Neil has a passion for the whole sort of area, and it shows with respect to the quality, as we say, great food, great taste. What is it about these county shows that you like? Is it something special when you actually get out and about in the field?
Oh, yes. When we get here and see all the bacon carcasses all hung up and the smell, and then you get frying the bacon, you can't beat it. And this is tradition. We love to do this, and it's a pleasure to keep coming every year.
And I know it's a tough call, but between the Nottinghamshire County Show, formerly the Newark and Notts Show, and the Lincolnshire County Show, which one would you say you prefer?
Lincolnshire.
That's nice.
It's because it's busier, yeah. But then again, we have been busier here, but I think generally it's the too early in the year, it's not warm enough, but then I say we've...
It is the first show of the season.
It is, technically. Yes, and we've also coincided with Spalding Flower Show, which sometimes has restricted our numbers coming here, but no, I think it's a lovely little show. Well, little, it's getting larger, so... Yeah,
I mean, we're always saying with Neil we should actually come down and see you guys actually at work in the Curtis sort of stores, etc. Hopefully we'll do that. Claire, from your own point of view, what's Neil like to work with as a partner? I mean, you don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
This isn't my day job, so all I do is I just get roped in a few times a year to fry bacon sausage and have been known to dress up as Mr. Sausage.
I thought I recognised her. Should it be Miss Sausage, you know?
Well, yeah,
Mr. Sausage. Ed?
Yeah, it's just wonderful to be here. Having grown up in Lincoln myself and been brought up on a staple diet of your very famous turkey and ham pie, which has been pulled out at all of our family occasions over the years, it's wonderful to come here and kind of see... It kind of feels like this is where it all starts, with the agricultural side outside. And wonderful smells and the sizzling sausages there driving me absolutely crazy, actually.
Yes, I know, you can't beat our sausages there. I think they're the best in the country. Definitely.
Well, you know, this sort of range really asking for tasting routines, but we won't go into this at this stage, because I only take a whole range of things with that. Excellent stuff. Is Neil enjoying himself in his usual way? I mean, does he? Because he's usually in his element when it comes to the bacon carcass judging.
Yes, I think he is. Once you get him over on that butchery stand there, and he starts boning out some of the gammons, so you can see it's a pleasure to do it. And it does. He's very, very passionate about it. Very.
Fantastic. Claire and Caroline, it's been a delight touching base with a good self. I'm sure if Neil arrives, we'll be able to sort of surprise him by saying, well, you know, it's already, you've covered it this year, you've done extraordinarily well. Curtis of Lincoln, of course, many thanks indeed.
I think Neil's just arrived with their additional supplies.
I see. Should we actually sort of land on him, though?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Here he is himself. You see, Neil, good to see you as ever. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
You'll be interested if we've been interviewing both Claire and Caroline, and they've done a fine job as both your partner and sister, of course. So just throwing the whole thing.
Go home then.
Well, not quite, etc., because my colleague Ed here has just been singing the praises as a Lincolnshire lad of, I think, the turkey and ham pie and a variety of other things. But initially, when Ed joins us, just talk to us, how does it feel for the first ever Nottinghamshire County show, of course, no longer the Newark and Notts show?
Well, it's great. It still feels the same as the other show before. You know, it's nice to be here. It's a nice, friendly event. Weather has been reasonably good for us. Let's hope it continues today, but, you know, as long may it continue.
And of course, you are indoors here, so that's always great. And I was just saying, obviously, this is the main man behind the joys of all the things.
Exactly. Yes, I grew up in Lincolnshire on a diet of your jam donuts, actually, mostly.
Right, well, very good.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
So great stuff. Ed, any questions for Neil?
Yeah, how many years have you been coming and doing this show for?
We've been doing the bacon carcass event here, I think, for just over 30 years or more. We've been in various locations throughout the actual show site, and it's back here under a fixed roof, which is nice to be, particularly if I have the rain overnight.
And what is it that you sell more of here than anywhere else?
Well, predominantly we're involved with the bacon carcass competition, and obviously what happens at the farm's end of the event. And for the show society, we organise the slaughtering, curing, smoking. We hang them up ready for judging. Once the judge, we sell them. And it's really promoting for the farmers to find the best bacon carcass. And also it's education, because obviously most people now just see a pack of bacon and that's all it is, and don't realise what other cuts are involved, as well as the education point of view, what, how it's displayed, where it comes from. We also, during the current process of selling, we cut the car sides up. So it's education of how we, the skills involved in doing that process. We not only do that, we also sell a range of our products here, promoting our quality foods. Right down to local regional specialties like the Lincolnshire stuffed chine, which you see in the counter there, through to hastelet, pork pies, sausage, and also selling sort of like cakes as well, which you've enjoyed in the past. Hopefully you'll continue to do in the future, and as well as sort of refreshments as well. And today we also have the Robin Hood sausage and pie competition here in the same room, and that's organised by the Nottingham Council of Retail Meat Traders, of which I'm currently president.
Well, congratulations. We said, Neil, once you start doing these interviews with us, you know, your star will continue to rise and ascend to the whole thing, which is fantastic stuff. Neil, it's been splendid touching base with your good self. I know we talk about coming and meeting you again in Lincoln, doing a piece with that. That's still on, but presumably you'll be at the Lincolnshire show as well?
Yes, we should be, and you know, looking forward to that event, which is not far away. In fact, some of the pigs arrive next week for the carcass competition itself. So look forward to start processing of that, and it comes out very, very quickly, actually.
And I think I actually sort of suggest a rise in salary for both Claire and Caroline for actually sort of filling in for you whilst you arrive this morning. Wonderful stuff.
True. Well, I've just brought the rest of the food for ready for today's sale. So, yes, I'm a bit late arriving compared to the rest.
Okay, we made our way into the craft area for the production here of the first ever Nottinghamshire County Show, of course, the 130th Newark and Notts Show. And we've been drawn to pencil portraits by Christoph. And hopefully we're actually speaking to the legend that is Christoph.
You are indeed.
Oh, nicely put. You see, deductive logic works well, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
So, I mean, some of these things, some of these portraits are absolutely amazing. I mean, you seem to have captured the spirit of doggies, of human beings, and it's all in the eyes.
It is all in the eyes. You start with the eyes and you work your way out. If you get the eyes right, then the spirit of the animal or the person comes through.
The windows to the soul, of course.
The windows to the soul, yes, exactly.
Ed?
How do you find eyes in maybe something that doesn't have eyes? Do you see what I mean there? With the building, if you're going to do that, do you look for a focal point that you can start with?
Actually, yes. See, what you tend to do is you surround it with something. So if it's trees, the landscape. But then you make sure that the building is the focus, and then you can bleed out the landscape, which emphasises the bit in the middle, the building.
I'm almost hypnotised by some of the ways in which you've got the eyes working on this basis. Just talk us through your own history, Christoph. How did you actually sort of become an ace pencil portrait man?
Well, I started when I was 12 with my granny's budgie. So that was my first portrait commission. And then worked my way through. As a kid, my parents always encouraged me to be creative and to explore different avenues, and I became a pyrographer. Pyrography is burning images onto wood, so it's like using a soldering iron, but it's a little tiny point of wire. And through that, actually, my drawing skills developed even more, because it's harder than using a pencil.
Absolutely. Now, shows like this, we've noticed, certainly when we're in the craft tent, we're in this environment, you get a whole, in a sense, almost colony of artists and various other folk. What is it about the sort of the Newark show or the Nottinghamshire show that appeals to yourself?
Well, partly because it is a county fair. Yeah, I mean, if I did a dog show, then the people there would just be with their dogs, just dog people. But, of course, the county fair is everybody. You've got horses, you've got dogs, they've got all the farmers with all their other livestock as well, and, of course, the general public with their kids.
Absolutely, and I'm also thinking, of course, of the Southside Terriers that we actually have, who are going into Scruffs next year, as well as Crufts, so we might be sort of commissioning work for you. Anyway, Ed.
Fantastic. I have to say, I like your logo, which is almost so simple that I could have drawn it, which is quite amusing when you look at the level of detail in what you're working on. But we can follow you and find you. How do we do that?
Well, basically, on Facebook and Twitter, just Christoph or Christoph Wellesby, you'll be able to find me. And I regularly put up images that I do at shows, particularly because I sit here and draw during the day. And, of course, people like to see it when it's finished. Don't necessarily finish it on the day they're here. So I put it on Twitter and on Facebook so they can see the finished image.
I think we'll follow you and we'll like you. So there we are, both of them.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Is there a web address as well?
There is. It's actually christoph.co.uk.
Christoph, has been fantastic just getting a general flavour of the sort of things that you're actually doing. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again in the very near future. Will you be at the Lincolnshire show?
I'm hoping to be, yes. Need to find a space first.
always the way. Christoph, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.
Okay, one of the great things about, of course, the Nottinghamshire show is that it gets a chance, well, there is a chance that for people to actually meet from all sorts of areas, etc., from the great to the medium size and so on. And the Federation of Small Businesses is one of those key areas that is crucial to, obviously, getting out of perceived recessions, austerity times, and all sorts of things. The Southall and Newark branch is present here today, and we're lucky enough to be speaking to
Chris Parrott.
Chris, good to connect with yourself. You are, of course, the president.
No, I'm the chairman.
The chairman, I'll get this right.
The branch, yes.
Okay, chairman of the branch. So share with us, the Federation of Small Businesses, obviously it's a nationwide organisation. What exactly does it do for members?
Provides an awful lot of free or benefits, free banking, legal and services, numerous advantages. Basically, the free services, I'm sure, go very close to covering your membership for a sole trader.
And just for the purposes of definition, how is a small business defined in terms of turnover? Is it greater than a million, less than a million per annum?
I am not 100% sure off the top of my head, but small business is a small business.
No, I was just thinking, I mean, if EasyJet tried to join, you probably wouldn't say, no, you're too big.
I would think he would be classed as too big.
Just a touch. Just
okay.
A touch.
Yes.
Ed.
Yeah, I'm interested in how it looks to the general member of the public, how towns are. For instance, Gainsborough, which isn't very far away from here. I was there the other day, and I would estimate that half of the shops in the town centre were boarded up, and it looked like, you know, things aren't good. I mean, is that the case, or are things better than that?
The businesses exhibiting in this particular pavilion say things are tight, but they are surviving. But there's nothing on the horizon. The problem is there's no forward thinking. Everybody's working day to day. And if they're making their money for the week, they're happy.
So are we lacking visionaries in the business industry?
I think we're lacking vision in leadership, generally. There's nothing to look forward to in the building industry, whatever. Everything is slow, and there's nobody giving anything a push or talk. Everybody's talking things down. We should be talking it up.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's talk things up now. Let's talk about the sort of areas that you've actually got in this particular building. And would you actually just talk us through some of the sort of exhibitors here today?
We've got a guy that supplies coffee to the ground coffee to suppliers, a furnishing company, a guy that supplies batteries to the haulage motorcycle industry generally, a young lady that sells sports clothing, an accountant, a small engineer, total cross-section, a guy that refurbishes furniture. Total cross-section of small businesses.
Which is great, because obviously that's still coming through in this particular area. Do you find that events like the Nottinghamshire Show actually help in terms of meeting the general public?
It certainly gets the small business in the public's eye. They walk through here and just look around and say, oh, I didn't know you existed in the town. Because small businesses want just a small, cheap workshop, not usually in the public eye. Absolutely. Or every day.
And I noticed that FSB says keep trade local. The web address, of course, so usual, www.fsb.org.uk. We often have this saying that we've used frequently about think farmyards rather than food miles. Presumably you'd agree with that.
Yes, and the keep trade local has been relaunched just to keep things alive and I suspect it's backed up by the horse meat scandal. It's highlighted know what you're buying and know where you're buying it from. I'm sure that's had a bit of a push, but keep trade local. Keep your money local.
Well, I think, as you rightly said, it might be slow moving. The weather might be a little bit glum outside, but at the end of the day, the FSB continues to provide a beacon of hope, and that's all we can look for, so we continue to work through that. Chris, many thanks for some time today, and as I say, we'll look forward to connecting with you again in the near future.
Thank you very much.